Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we hop into this awesome episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist, which will certify you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, or for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth as a premium health and wellness coach. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited, so if you are ready to up-level your life and help transform others' lives by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, then head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our 5-part mini series on Ayurvedic foundations. This is video 4, and we're going to be speaking about the Ayurvedic doshas. Now, the Ayurvedic doshas is one of those concepts that really excite people, and often people come into Ayurveda or learn about Ayurveda through the doshas. And before we can get really stuck into the doshas and have a deeper understanding, you need to know the 5 elements. And that is what we spoke about yesterday. So make sure you watch the video on the 5 elements if you haven't already, and the doshas will make so much more sense. So the doshas are a concept to explain the energies that govern the mind body of an individual. Our Prakriti dosha is the one that we are born with. It's like our Ayurvedic fingerprint. And our Vikriti dosha is our current doshic state, or our imbalance state. So dosha actually means like imbalance. All of the doshas can be found in everybody. So we have all 3 doshas within us, but we just have them in different proportions in varying degrees. The 3 doshas are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, and each of the doshas is made up of 2 of the elements, and that's why it's really important to understand the elements first. Now, each of the doshas actually have 5 sub-doshas as well. We won't be going into those 5 sub-doshas today because it would take a really long time, but we do go through this in the Ayurveda Alchemist program. So if you want to learn Ayurveda on a much deeper level, then reach out to me about the Ayurveda Alchemist program. So Vata is made up of ether and air, and it's the dosha of movement. Pitta is made up of fire and water, and it's the dosha of transformation. And Kapha is made up of earth and water, and it's the dosha of substance. Now that we have some insight into the 5 elements, we can determine our unique combination of these elements that influence our state of being, the elements that are creating disharmony and causing an imbalance, therefore which dosha is imbalanced. Ayurveda teaches us that if a dosha is increased beyond its original proportion, it can foster an environment where disease and mental challenges can develop your imbalanced state, as I mentioned, is called your Vikruti dosha. So if you've ever done one of those dosha quizzes, which I have on my website, that is determining your current state of imbalance. So you will be getting your Vikruti dosha. And the Vikruti dosha can change because, as I spoke about yesterday, when we were talking about the elements, they're influenced by your work, the environment that you're in, the weather, the food that you eat. So your dosha, your Vikruti dosha can fluctuate. And even without doing a quiz, after learning about the dosha today, you might be able to determine what dosha for you is out of balance and what is your natural sort of set point dosha. And that is called your Prakriti. And if you do want to go and do the quiz, then you're welcome to go and do the quiz on my website as well to see what that comes up with for you. So the Vata dosha is made of the ether and the air elements, and their body characteristics, they're either very like tall and lean, or they can be really short and often have a bony structure. So this is the Vata type body type. They can find it really difficult to gain weight and often have inconsistent metabolism. So they're prone to a lot of bloating and gas and constipation and dryness because of the air element, the ether element. You can also find that someone who has quite a lot of Vata imbalance going on, they have very dry skin, like chafed lips. They can have really dry cracking joints because there's not enough lubrication in the body there. They often like to snack on light meals throughout the day. So they're always snacking, and they tend to go for light food like crackers and popcorn and all of that. But that only increases the Vata imbalance, right? They usually have a very cold body temperature, and they can often have really cool hands and feet. So sometimes they will experience like poor circulation. And generally they have a weaker immune system of the three doshas. They get very aggravated by the cold and windy weather, because if you remember, air, ether, like that is what makes up the Vata dosha. So if you find that you're in really windy weather and you're feeling like your thoughts are becoming scattered, you've started to become irritable, that's just your Vata dosha being triggered. They're often really high energy people. So they'll be like really chatty. They're really bubbly. They're like, hey, how's it all going? And like, they've got a million different thoughts and ideas, but they can fatigue really quickly. So I know I can be like this. I can be really out there and hey, love to socialize and, you know, doing all of these presentations. But then after it, I can feel like really depleted because I've like overdone my Vata dosha. And often they can be quite intense, like they can come across as really, really intense, but then burn themselves out, and then you don't see them for a while. They're gone to rebalance themselves. So they can, as I mentioned, be very talkative, very social, and very creative. They like change and spontaneity, and they're very flexible with their decisions. So they are the people that love to travel. They love to be those free spirits, so to speak. And they can have sometimes an impractical or abstract way of thinking. However, when they're in balance, they're really intelligent and they're really intuitive as well. They can suffer from anxiety, worry, and nervousness because of that air element that is out of balance within the mind and the body. So when too much of that element is out of balance, you start to feel very anxious and a lot of flighty thoughts in the mind. The Vata dosha also governs the central nervous system. So when our central nervous system is overstimulated, then the Vata dosha is going to become out of balance as well. They can be very emotionally sensitive people. And just remember that even if you find that you're more of a Pitta Kapha type, your Vata can still go out of balance. So we can all suffer from these different imbalanced states because of the Vata dosha. And often it's the Vata dosha that goes out of balance first and then triggers the other doshas to go out of balance. So when this dosha is balanced, they are very creative, they're very intuitive, they're very friendly, they're energetic, they're sensitive, they're lots of fun. But unfortunately, when this becomes out of balance, someone who has a strong vata constitution can become very fearful, very stressed, anxious. They get a lot of digestive upsets, rapid mood swings, like constantly changing like the wind, a lot of scattered thoughts, a lot of scattered talk, and they can think too quickly. And so what they're trying to articulate can sort of become all jumbled because they're thinking too quick for the way that they can actually articulate the words. They can find themselves having a lot of insomnia at night as well, not being able to sleep, and just feeling generally ungrounded, instability, and a lot of worry going on. So the causes of a vata imbalance is overdoing things and overcommitting to things. Any excess stress in life will create this vata imbalance and overstimulation. So like in the modern world, it's so hard not to have a vata imbalance, to be honest, a lot of the time, because we're so overstimulated. Instead of like bringing our senses within us and practicing pratyahara, we're constantly being drawn out and our senses are being pulled to the external world. So, you know, we might be flicking on our phone whilst we're eating, whilst the TV or radio is in the background, and then replying to a million emails, and then where, you know, the taste of the food, so that stimulates that sense, and smelling something and hearing, you know, all the background noise whilst our eyes are busy reading stuff. It's like we're constantly just firing those sense organs, and that creates that central nervous system disruption, and that vata dosha can become right out of balance. And as I mentioned, a lot of travel, like especially if you are traveling in aeroplanes, because you're obviously in the ether, a lot of air, a lot of travel, although Vata people really love the travel, it can put them out of balance, out of routine. And cold, windy weather, as I mentioned, that's very Vata triggering, as well as any big life transition. So even when we give birth to a child, that is a really big Vata provoking activity and big transition in our life. So these big transitions will start to stimulate that Vata dosha. So to balance our Vata dosha, we need routine. And unfortunately, Vata, they don't generally like routine because they love to go with the flow and just be those free spirits. But what they need is that grounding, because they've got too much of that ether and that air element. So they need to be grounded. And the our routine, or dinacharya, as we call it in Ayurveda, that helps keeps us grounded. So it doesn't need to be long, but it needs to give us some settling of the central nervous system so that the Vata dosha doesn't explode, basically. Warm food, so warm cooked food, much better for your digestion. It's also nourishing and grounding. And just going out and grounding yourself in nature. So putting your feet on the earth, and doing anything that's grounding, like some slow yin yoga meditations, anything that can keep us really centered is what we need to do if the Vata dosha is imbalanced. So the next dosha is the Pitta dosha, and Pitta is made up of the fire and the water elements. So the mind-body characteristics of a Pitta dosha, generally they have the average frame, like, and a muscular build often. They can be quite strong and they have like really fast metabolisms because they've got that fire to burn, you know, burn through their metabolism. They often get really hangry, so like hungry, angry if they miss a meal. So they can get blood sugar instability and having that more fiery temper. If they get really hungry, they can start to be like, get jittery and annoyed. any acidic foods can cause a lot of heartburn and reflux. So they should really avoid oily fried foods, and as this can cause stomach upset. They often are really warm to touch. You know, I've got twin boys, and one of my sons is like so Pitta. He's always running hot. He's really warm. He's really passionate. He's really determined, like over-determined. And he loves like more cooling foods. And the other one is very Vata. He's very creative. He's like we say, oh geez, Cruz has gone up into Cruise Land, and he's like up in his head a lot of the time. He's very beautiful, very social. They're both beautiful boys, but he runs more cool as well. So even twins, we can have these very unique fingerprints of our Ayurvedic dosha. So a Pitta dosha, they're very strong-minded, very determined. They have a good willpower. They also have really strong immune system. So when you're working with a Pitta client, they can be really good to work with, because they generally love to follow the steps that you give them. They love structure, and they'll go away and they will do everything. Sometimes they can be, if their Pitta's out of balance, they can be a little too structured and they're like, no, but now what? Now what? And like want step by step really, really clearly. So you've also got to watch that part as well. They're very goal orientated. So they love like a to-do list to tick off, and they can be workaholics. They enjoy being in a position of authority and do make really good leaders as well. When they're balanced, they have that very clear perception and a really sharp intellect. So they make good leaders, doctors, teachers, anyone in sort of that authoritarian position when they're in balance, that is. And they can become really frustrated if they don't feel connected to their purpose. So if they don't feel like they are making a difference or creating an impact or feel connected to a purpose, they can become really irritated and really frustrated, because that deep sense of purpose is really meaningful to them. They're very passionate and intellectually sharp. They're very strong-minded, as I mentioned, and they have a good understanding and clear perception when they're balanced. So when a Pitta person is doing really well, like in a really beautiful balanced state, they digest their food well, their thoughts and their emotions well, they have a glowing complex, they're productive, they're positive, they're confident, they're passionate, they're determined, and they have a really clear vision. So as I mentioned, there are five sub-doshas to each of the doshas. And one of the sub-doshas of Pitta is being able to intellectually process our thought patterns and our belief patterns. So when that is balanced, then you have that really clear mental aspect as well. When imbalanced, they can become very judgmental, fiery, angry, irritable. Like if you think about all that heat just building up in them, they can experience a lot of skin disorders, like more the oily skin disorders, such as like the acne. The dry, flaky skin is more vata because that's drying, whereas Pitta is hot and oily. So when we say the water aspect in Pitta, it's more that warm, oily aspect, because we got to remember the gunas of the water. So as opposed to the water aspect of kapha, which we'll speak about later. They can get a lot of inflammatory diseases within the body, frustration, stubborn, and they can become really highly perfectionists. And that can be really hard for them to break, because they've got that driven personality and they need everything to be quite perfect. So the causes of a Pitta imbalance is overwork, fixation on finishing tasks, like just going, no, I've got to do it, I've got to do it. And they can't like sort of just allow themselves to think outside of the box or just flow. They often have that very masculine energy, and sometimes they need more of that feminine energy to come in that flow state. They put themselves under a lot of pressure, and too much heat obviously can also increase that fire element, so that can create a lot of imbalance. Fasting, really prolonged fasting, can create imbalance, and also for a Vata person, a period of fasting can as well. It makes them very lightheaded, very dizzy. And again, just that perfectionism nature of Pitta, like too much of that will send them into burnout mode. So to balance Pitta, you want regular meals, cooling foods, calming activities, mindfulness, and daily exercise. Like Pitta, although it can generate heat, they do need to move their body, but in a gentle way. So we have to watch with a Pitta person that when they're going to do like some daily exercise, they're not being too competitive, because competition is like a big sign of Pitta dosha, when they can become overly competitive. So going for beautiful walks, moving the body in nature, swimming, surfing, all of these things are fantastic for the Pitta dosha. And lastly, we have the Kapha dosha. So the Kapha mind body characteristics, they usually have a larger bone structure. They can be prone to more excess weight and overeating and have a slower metabolism. They're often bloated, but different from how a Vata bloats. Like a Vata is very gassy and airy and has like this big balloon sort of stomach, whereas a Kapha bloating feels really heavy and really full in the stomach. They're prone to a lot of water retention. So the elements that make up Kapha are earth and water. They have, when they're balanced, they have really good stamina and endurance. So they actually make excellent endurance athletes, or like any athlete that requires strength, because they have that earth stability. So when they're balanced, they are really fantastic athletes. They can appear stocky in nature around medium height. They're prone to a lot of accumulation of fluid in the body, including the mucus. So a lot of lung congestion, that if there's really sticky phlegm in the lungs, then that's a Kapha disorder that we have to treat. Whereas a Vata lung would be that really dry, coarse cough. So even if you're a very Vata Pitta person, but you came to see me in my clinic because you had a lot of congestions and moisture in the lungs, then we're still treating the Kapha dosha, because we need to treat the imbalanced dosha. Even though you might be more Vata Pitta mind body in general, we have to treat the imbalanced state. And this is why the doshas can become a little bit confusing to people who are especially new to Ayurveda, because we like to identify ourselves with the doshas too much, but the doshas are ever changing. Your Vikruti is anyway, and you always treat the imbalanced state. So it's really important not to identify yourself as being a dosha, but noticing that dosha within you in any given time may be being out of balance. And this is why I teach in my Ayurveda Alchemist program to really learn the elements, because people don't generally get as emotionally attached to being an element, like, oh, I'm so water, I'm so earth, or I'm so air, you know? So it's really important to understand we all have all three doshas. They vary. That's our Vikruti. Our Prakruti is our natural state, what we're born with, but the one that we treat is our Vikruti, the imbalanced state. So going back to Kapha, they like security, and they like that comfort, that very earthy sort of like stability in their life. They can be very nurturing, very generous. They make really beautiful friends and partners. They're strong, consistent, and reliable. And they really have deep relationships. They love love, you know, they love compassion and love and romance. They can be stubborn though, and they don't like to change their ways, because they like to be stuck like the earth, you know, and earth and water together makes that cohesiveness. So it is hard for them to change their ways often. They usually have a lot more slower speech. So not like me. A lot of the spiritual teachers who speak really slow, they are you know, nurturing and soft. They're very Kapha, whereas I'm very Vata, speaking with my hands and speaking quickly. So they can also have slower thought patterns, but not in the way that is a bad way. It's like they process things and take a little while to maybe come to a conclusion, or they think things through a lot better. Whereas a Vata person will be like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, all of it. Awesome. And then they go, oh, why did I do that? A Pitta is very like direct and sharp and intellect. Whereas a Kapha is like, I'm going to think about it, weigh out the pros and cons, and then process it. They're just a little bit more slow in their thought pattern and making decisions. So they make their decisions very carefully, whereas Vata doesn't usually make their decisions very carefully. Not all the time. Like this is just, you know, when these imbalanced states are happening, and a Pitta is very strong-minded with their decisions. So when they're balanced, they have a lot of stamina, they're strong, they're loving, they're caring, they're forgiving, they're reliable, and they're actually, from an Ayurvedic perspective, seen as one of the healthiest doshas when they're balanced, right? When they're not balanced, they can have a really unhealthy attachment or possessiveness. They have inertia mentally and physically. They can be prone to more depression, lethargy, greediness, laziness, and mental cloudiness, because all of that heavy, earthy, qualities can become too heavy, okay? So that's when we bring in the like attracts like, and opposites decrease or balance each other out. So we need to bring more lightness into the kapha dosha when they're at an imbalanced state. So causes would be overeating, heavy oily foods, cold environments, lethargy and too much relaxing and grounding activities. So to balance it out, you want regular exercise. Like a kapha dosha really needs to move. They need to get movement in their body and in their mind. And just generate some fire. So there's some breath work that's really good, like the Kapalabhati breathing, breath of fire, stimulate the mind and the body throughout the day. They want to have more light, warm and dry foods and a routine for all of their meals, but definitely limit snacking throughout the day. So that is the three doshas, Vata, Pitta and Kapha. I hope, you might be able to be thinking, which dosha am I today, or what dosha is playing out with me today? Which one is imbalanced, or what am I generally most like? So I would love to know, which dosha resonates with you the most. Remember, we do have all three, just in varying degrees, and you will see them play out throughout your life. And just because you have maybe more of a Vata body type doesn't mean you can't have more of a Pitta mind, and you would be a Vata Pitta dosha. So we have all three doshas within us. It's really important not to get too attached to what we are, but it is really, really wonderful to start to understand yourself on a deeper level when you can really understand the doshas and the elements. Tomorrow, I will be talking about Dinacharya, the Ayurvedic routine and nutrition, and that will complete our 5-part mini series. So thank you so much for joining me. If you have any questions, please reach out. And once again, if this is resonating with you and you would love to go on a deep dive of personal development journey, or even to uplift your business with Ayurvedic principles, then please reach out about the Ayurveda Alchemist program. We are taking enrollments at the moment, and I would love for you to come along on the journey and share the wisdom of Ayurveda. Namaste, beautiful people. If you missed the intro and jumped straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.